This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's a new cafe in St. Louis where you can get a cappuccino and your cat fix. Mau House Cat Cafe in Maplewood offers coffee, pastries, and 10 cats available for petting, playing, and adoption from 10th Life Cat Rescue. The spot opened in November. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that it's very popular. If you're interested in going, you'll need to book your visit and make sure you understand the rules.
When you first step into Mau House, it seems pretty much like a regular coffee house, with a few specialty items like gingerbread cats and catnip tea. Ian Kabarakis and his sister Sophia wait for their mother Kristen to order as their grandmother looks on. They can hardly wait to get on the other side of the glass where the cats are batting toys and bathing themselves.
I've never been here before, but it looks really nice and the cats look fuzzy and I like fuzzy stuff.
I love any animal, especially if they're furry and if you can pet them. And we have two goldfish, so we can't really pet them or anything.
Before they go in, Sophia and Ian go over the rules.
We have to sanitize our hands.
We can't chase the cats around and we can't hug the cats until their eyes pop out.
Inside the cat lounge, there are 10 cats, tables, chairs, and dozens of high lookout posts. 15 minutes after opening, the place is starting to fill up with people. Those without a reservation will have to wait.
We've had some waits as long as an hour to get in, just because it's a limited space in here and we don't want to overcrowd it.
Dana Huth is co-founder of Mau House. The name is a reference to the German Bauhaus art movement and the sound that cats make.
Meow. Meow.
That's not a cat. That's a customer trying to get a tabby to talk.
Meow. Meow.
And that's me, attempting to engage a gray cat named Taylor. It works at home with my own cats, but Taylor's taking the fifth and chewing on my mic. But Huth gets one feline to break the pact of silence that these cats have apparently sworn themselves to.
How are you this morning?
That was Lorelei.
That's it. Only two meows in an entire hour.
Most of the noise comes from people here. Yeah, the cats are very quiet.
Clayton Handcammer manages the cat lounge. A few minutes later, his loud voice catches everyone's attention.
Please don't let her eat people food.
Handcammer whisks away a small black cat named Vivian to yank a bit of pastry from her mouth. The pastry belongs to the children's grandmother, who's visiting from Greece. She wasn't sure what to do when Vivian jumped on her table. Let her have a nibble.
It's forbidden.
Yeah, it's against the rules.
The children's mother, Kristen Kabarakis, is also confused.
No, I just
jump on the table,
and then you yell at us
when we try to take them off. So what do you want us to do?
I just need to make sure you keep an eye on your beverages and your food and stuff.
Okay, we will. We're done. Come on.
So what do you do? Like, a cat jumps up on the table, and you can't pick them up because you might get scratched, but how should a person handle that?
If you have to move your food, you have to move your food.
So move the food, not the cat.
Move the food, not the cat.
Co-founder Huth says there are other harsh realities when it comes to running a cat cafe. Health department requirements include a double door separating the food prep and service from the cat lounge. Then there are two types of liability insurance, one for a restaurant and...
We have animals, so that's a different kind of policy. It's like a petting zoo policy.
A petting zoo policy?
It's very expensive.
How expensive?
More than I thought.
Mau House pays the bills with money from a $36,000 Kickstarter campaign, along with food and beverage sales. Cappuccinos topped with foam images of felines are especially popular, but customers need to have the instincts of a cat to make sure steamed milk doesn't end up on any whiskers. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.